In Jesus' name. I have been haunted by the Joel passage ever since I looked at what I was offering a homily on today. And so the meditation today is stimulated by the hauntingness from the prophet Joel. Preached to the children of Israel at a time of plague of locusts that for Joel foretold the coming day of the Lord. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. And here's the haunt. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and return to the Lord. I invite you to be in silence with me around this passage. I invite you in the silence of your taking deeper breaths and being comfortable in your pew. In that silence, to settle into your seat, breathing more deeply and inviting the Holy Spirit into your meditation, into your breathing, into your very self. And if it helps, to close your eyes. In the silence, hear the word of the Lord. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Hear the word of the Lord. Rend, tear your hearts, not your garments. Hear the word of the Lord. Tear, rend your hearts and not your garments. It is, after all, the interior life rather than what we look like that is the nature of spirit-filled repentance. It is not, after all, what we wear or how we look when we pray or what degree we have or what office we hold. It is, after all, the interior life of heart-rending, heart-tearing before God. It is, after all, not our garments, and therefore not the exterior that is that which is necessary. It is not the expression of our outer piety that is first required. First, rend your hearts and not your garments. Rend your insides, not your outsides. Our whole being is to be torn in repentance. Nothing is left of us. Only return to the Lord with our whole heart. I invite you to consider the rending of your hearts and where the tearing needs to be as we approach confession today. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. And indeed, it is the Christ, gracious, merciful, rich in kindness. So I invite you, with torn and rended hearts, to join me, page 291, the middle of the page, kneeling in confession.